And we're back, and fresh off the heels of reality television, we present ourselves to you.
Yes, as I said, I binged these one after the other, and when I say binged, I mean like literally like took a shot as fast as I possibly could of all three of them.
Was there any sleeping in between these, or was it just one and then the other and then the other?
Yeah, no, I slept.
Oh, okay.
I'm not like a demon. I I sleep, but you know me. When I commit to watching television, I'll say this. I think the reason I binged all of them so fast is because I thoroughly enjoyed some of it, and then others of it, I was just trying to get through as fast as I could. So,
That's fair. Yeah. That's very fair. What's really funny is all I really thought about when you said that, well, when you binged all of them, I was just thinking about, like, the sequence and order in which you watch it. Like, which one did you watch first?
So, funnily enough, I watched in order of what I thought I would enjoy the most, and I was exactly right.
Okay.
So, so I watched 100 Humans first, and I enjoyed that one the most. Then I watched The Circle, and I was pleasantly surprised. And then I watched Love is Blind, and I think that I went to hell for a little bit, and then I came back. So
that show was renewed for 2 more seasons.
I won't say that I won't watch another season of it. Because it was an experience, but I don't watch, like, I actively avoid, like, The Bachelor and, like, all those sort of, that genre of shows, so this is quite an experience for me.
So, like, romance television, really.
I can't do it.
Yeah. I mean, that's fair. I watch Are You the One, which is a dating show, but...
Yeah.
I don't know if you could classify it as a dating show because...
It's quite a different tone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like it is classified as a dating show, but I wouldn't classify it as a dating show just because of the style of dating these people are doing. That's not what people normally do, I feel.
Well, none of the shows are. None of the shows are what people normally do. I was actually thinking about Are You the One while I was watching Love is Blind because I was like, I think Are You the One is the only other dating show I've experienced in full, and it was because I was watching it with y'all. So, like, I was thinking about it, and I was like, I feel like Love is Blind. It would be so much more fun if I was watching it with other people.
Yeah, that's fair. I mean, I watched it with my mom, so that was interesting.
I would love to hear your mom's thoughts.
She has... We'll get to that. So let's just talk about them in order in which you watched them. Because, I mean,
sure.
I think I watched them in the exact opposite order. No, I watched The Circle first, and then Love is Blind, and then 100 Humans. Because 100 Humans was, like, one of the last ones I saw.
Okay.
But, yeah, I really enjoyed 100 Humans. Like, I remember you were texting me about it, and you... I remember when you texted me, I was just like, oh, you're, like, already almost done with the show. Because where you stuck, like, where you were texting
I told
about.
You, I really just, like, yeah. I like, took a shot of it. Well, that one was short, too, right? I think that was the shortest one.
Yeah, that one's, like, 7 episodes, which is fun. I guess they just studied them for, like, a week, like, a full 7 days.
So, my question was, I actually took notes on it because I was, like, I had, like, a lot of questions about the, like, behind the scenes of it. I was like, okay, did they set them up, do each experiment as a day, way that they made it seem like in the format of the show? Because I was like, at a certain point, like, didn't they start to suspect that the experiments they were being told they were doing weren't the ones that they were doing? You know what I mean?
Yeah. I'm sure, like, towards the end, they got, like, very privy to it, their little tricks.
Yeah, because, like, I felt like every experiment they did, they were like, they were like, we told them that we were testing their hand speed, but actually we wanted to know how attractive they thought people were. And I was like, okay, I feel like at a certain point they were onto you.
They're like, I don't know if this test is actually for this. I know it's for something else. I just don't know what.
Right. Maybe they just, like, they were just along for the ride. I felt like, for the most part, really what made it work and why I enjoyed it so much is because the participants were so, they really were just so genuine and they really seemed into it. and they seemed like they liked each other, and like I feel like that just made it so much fun.
Yeah, they were a fun group. Like all 100 humans, I like them. Also, there were some hot humans.
Oh my god, there were some really hot humans for sure.
What was really funny was what really surprised me was like when they would randomly like say stuff about their lives, because I was like, I would not expect that. Like that one girl, the blonde girl, where she was like, oh, I have several kids. I was like, excuse me? I thought she was a lesbian.
Oh my god, yeah. I thought she was a lesbian. Yes, that's right. I remember, because she was one of the ones that they showed when they were like, oh, which face do you think is the most attractive? And I was like, oh, well, she's really hot. And then she was like, I'm a mother of three. And I was like, hello.
Exactly. I was like, excuse me? What? She must be like an army wife or something.
Yeah, I think she was from the South, right? So that would make sense.
Yeah.
Not to shade on the South, but
yeah, sure.
No,
yeah.
I actually what? No. You good?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay. I actually liked how much we got to see certain people several times. Like that one guy was just so fucking funny.
Wait, the one black guy who's like tic tac toe.
The glasses.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The tic tac toe song. I was just like, girl.
That was so funny. They literally had to like take him out of the experiment because he messed up the results so badly.
And I've never in my life heard that song. I have never heard one person utter that song. I was like,
he made it up.
I do too. I do too. I mean. That was an interesting experiment because a lot of those experiments, I was thinking about like what I would do myself, especially like the one with like, how would you describe tic-tac-toe? And I'm like, what do you mean? How do you describe tic-tac-toe?
Well, I was thinking about it and I was like, I would definitely fall into the stereotype of the women talking a lot because I cannot explain things for my life. Like I'm a terrible teacher. I'd be like, okay, so there's five lines. No, there's four lines and you go across or you go diagonal and, oh, did I mention the X's and O's? Because there's X's and O's. And then you draw a line if you get it, but you can only get it if there's, like, I feel like that would be me.
Did you say there are four lines?
Yeah, aren't there four lines?
No. See, you would have immediately just been like, see, I'm talking about the wrong game. My bad, that's connect four.
How many lines are there?
What are you talking about? When you draw tic-tac-toe?
You draw it.
Oh, when you draw it. Oh, it is four lines then. Oh, I thought you meant like four in a row.
Oh, get out of here. That's four lines. I'm right. Yes. But yeah, I would definitely fall into that stereotype.
Yeah.
I also, that whole episode to me about, that was the gender one, right?
I want to say yes.
The men versus women one. Mm. That episode irked me in general because, I mean, I thought that the hosts were very hokey in a lot of places. And that episode in particular, they really irked me because I was like, okay, you're talking about serious subjects here. Like, you're getting to the bottom of, like, gender inequality in society, and you're really not being cool about it. Like, I felt like when they were...
Yeah, they were kind of, like, taking a comedic tone with it, or taking the lighter side. I get what you're saying, because I was also just like, this feels like, I feel like you're bringing up a very important topic, and then you're just, like, being very arbitrary about it. You're like, now we're gonna find out the age-old question between, like, why women explain things longer than men by asking them to explain tic-tac-toe. And I'm just like, okay, but that's, like, a very arbitrary thing just because it's not a simple game. It seems simple, but you can explain it in multiple ways where you're just like, it's three in a row, there are four lines, X's and O's, but there's a strategy to it. That's literally, I mean, that's what I would say, but I mean, in general, there's a little bit more to it. So depending on...
Is there a strategy to tic-tac-toe?
Well, yeah, you kind of have to outsmart your competitor.
I guess.
Like, sometimes you kind of have to, like, sometimes you kind of have to, like, trick them into doing a move that they normally wouldn't move, like, do. Mm-hmm. You'd be like, oh, I'm going to go over here. So they'll, like, do a certain move or whatever.
I see. This episode is just us talking about
I mean, there's a whole psychology to that. Like that whole thing about, like, throwing off your opponent and that stuff. There's a whole psychology to that. But that whole, like, men and women explaining things in different ways and, like, men saying it shorter than women. I'm like, that can be in different, in a completely different context. Because I'm like, yeah, sometimes women will explain it like over. Honestly, some people, there are a lot of people who over explain stuff. But in general, I just mean like, there will be some people like, it seems like they're telling you too much. But I'm like, no, you're explaining it exactly how I need to understand it. And then there's other people who are just like, turn it on and then you do this. And I'm like, okay, and then what?
Yeah. Well, you know what's so funny is I was just having a conversation with my mom's fiance about this because we were watching some home show, like some HGTV show. And he was talking about how the men on the show, when they go to see the houses, are so, like, they don't say anything. And the women are always like, oh, like, blah, 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 like, describing a room or saying how they feel about it. And the men never say anything. And I was like, actually, I'm pretty sure that I've read a study that talks about not that women talk more, but that we have like a larger vocabulary in general. And we just, and I was like, it would seem that women do talk more, but we just, that's how we communicate, is talking. Men don't communicate by talking. Mm. They like instinctively, and also, you know, you're being bred by society, but the way, like the reason I think it feels so different is because men don't communicate by talking as much as women do. So we have the same basis for everything, but then societal influence and friendships that we make and like different factors in our life just make it so that women will be like have a higher vocabulary of like expressing how they feel. Mm-hmm. And men express how they feel in other ways, not through talking.
Right. Okay. And so, yet that was not included in that episode at all.
No, and I thought that was very interesting, and I was like, I'm pretty sure I've read this, like, multiple times that this is the way that it is, and that's why it seems like, that's why we get those statistics of, like, women talk more. But anyway, also, I just felt like...
I mean, also, they, like, made it seem like reading was, like, dumb and for girls for such a long time. It's like, well, you know what you get from reading? You learn things, like words.
Yeah, fucking vocabulary, dumbasses.
So who's the real jokester here? Who really lost in the long run?
Who's really Bobo the Clown? I just felt like in that episode in particular, like when they had the experts on and stuff and they were talking about like, oh yeah, like gender inequality in society and like women feel like they have to be heard more. So that's why they talk more. And then the like the host was just like, hee-hee-hee, did you read my diary? Hee-hee-hee-hee. And I was like, I'm going to kill you. Like, I'm going to come through my screen and choke you, like, right now.
Do you know what I spent the entire time wondering? I was like, are the hosts actual scientists or are they comedians?
They're comedians. Because one of them, I thought I recognized the black girl. First of all, she was my favorite. She was the only one I didn't get annoyed with. And I thought she was genuinely funny and didn't, and like treated their experiments with respect. But I thought I recognized her when it first started. And I was like, she definitely seems familiar. And then at some point she said something about going up on stage. And I was like, oh, I must have, maybe I've somehow seen her in the comedy circuit. I don't know.
I mean, you do be knowing people.
I be knowing from podcasts. That's how I be knowing.
Anyway. I may have followed one of the humans from the experiment on Instagram.
Whomst?
I can't remember what number he is now. See, I would have to ask our other friend. He knows. But he's the one who found it. He was like, oh, I found human number, blah, blah, blah. He's the
My God.
He was the hot guy with the beard.
Oh. The like the long hair guy,
I guess his hair wasn't long, it was like kind of like up here.
Oh, there was another guy who was like had that whole like long hair beard thing going on. He was cute.
I don't remember. See, there are some people that I
That's
saw
not really your type, though.
Yeah, but there are some people I saw like more frequently than others. So like there were like a whole group of people that I was like, wait, you were here the whole time?
Wait, can your friend find someone for me? Because that one girl I loved her, the girl who was like, oh, I'm trying to remember, she was in the one experiment where they had them volunteer to be tortured and she just had nearly no reaction to anything. And then they also, she was in one where they tested if people found other people in uniform attractive, and she was talking about how cute she found the army girl. Anyway.
Oh, I think I know who you're talking about. Yeah, I would have to know their number and then I could probably find them, because I think there's, like, a whole list of, like, the humans, all 100, or most
Yeah, I was like, call me.
Call me. Yeah, but that was a fun show. I hope they give it another season. I think it's one of those ones you can definitely kind of, I was gonna say watch with the family, but I'm like, yeah. I mean, it's pretty light. It's pretty G.
Oh yeah, it's definitely light. They definitely dumbed a couple things down for the audience. Like, it was meant to be a very broad audience. The other experiment I loved was when they had them be matchmakers to three couples, and it turned out two of the couples were gay.
Yeah.
And like, nobody got it.
Except for that one lady. And I immediately, one lady. Immediately when I saw that lady, I thought of you. I was just like, Grace.
Well, you know what's so funny is the second they showed the couples, like the first time that the guy was like trying to pair them up, and there was the one guy, I think he had glasses, one of the gay guys, and I was like, that's a gay man. And then I was like, that's a gay dude. And then the guy paired them up as heterosexual couples. And I was like, oh, okay, I guess not. Like, I guess they're heterosexual couples. And then it was like, oh, just kidding, we're gay. And I was like, I clocked that dude immediately. I was like, you can't tell that's a gay man? Look at his arms.
Well, what's funny is I knew that one chick was like a lesbian. I was just like, wait a minute.
That's so funny. See, I would have never, I don't think I would have guessed the lesbians.
It was the one who was like a fitness person. I was just like, wait a minute. Because I was just something about her energy. I was just like, literally, there's just something about sometimes the way that people hold hand, like, stand. It's like a totally. Particular stance. You're just like, I can tell.
Totally. It totally is. It's in the way that people stand. Really is. I think about that kind of frequently when I'm out in public and I see somebody I think might be, you know, on the rainbow. And I'm just like, it's the way that you hold yourself. Like, it's the way that you position yourself. And I don't know.
Yeah, that's why I walk like a robot with cerebral palsy. I don't want anyone to know. I walk very fast and very strange.
Yeah, because no one would guess looking at you, Chad.
What are you talking about? They would just guess that I'm maybe auditioning to be in the next Disney movie.
No one would have any idea.
I just want to be in Descendants 4.
We all want to be in Descendants
4. I just want to be Descendants 4, the big gay boat ride. Whatever. Do you know what? I forgot to go back and double check and see if there was any fan fiction about those two and that boat ride afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
What's his name? Boo Boo Stewart's character. Whose son is he? Jafar's son? Yes? Question mark? It was Jafar and Gaston's son, I think.
Oh, yeah. Jay and Gil. I thought there was. I thought we found that there was fan fiction for them.
Oh, am I just forgetting what happened in our own lore?
Our own lore. I definitely read the most popular couples on AO3, but they weren't one of them. I don't think they were one of the most popular couples.
I just want to know if they're, well, I could just look that up. What did she say their names were? Jay and Gil?
Yes.
All right, well, we'll come back to that. I'll be doing that.
It's way off topic.
I'll be doing that for the next 10 minutes while we talk about something else. So... Moving
on. I think that we should do our own version of 100 Humans that where we test LGBTQ people. Because I want to know. I want to know if it's really the way that you hold yourself. Like, okay. I want to know if gaydar is real and you can just, like, inherently sense gay people.
Well, there are actually, like, several YouTube videos of that. Like, they're...
Really?
Yeah, it's, like, guess the gay person or something like that. And there'll be, like, eight people and, like, one of them's gay or something.
Guess the gay person.
Or guess the straight person and it'll be, like, a group of gay dudes. And you'll be like, which one's the straight? What's funny is, like, sometimes you really won't know. I'm like, wait.
Cream. That's so funny. That's me in public everywhere. Just like a guess the gay person. Anyway, let's move on. Speaking of gay, let's move on to the circle.
Wait a minute. Wait. Speaking of gay, let's move on to what is inherently gay about the circle.
There were gay people on it.
Was there? I think it was just the one dude, wasn't it?
The other girl was bi.
Oh, yeah. I remember her now. She was annoying, kind of. She wasn't annoying. She just rubbed me the wrong way at one point, and I'm just like, And I'm like, See, that's why you get kicked off. It's because you just rub someone the wrong way once.
Really, Sammy?
Wait.
No idea.
Sammy's the other girl, isn't she? The one who stayed until the end?
Yeah, Sammy's bisexual. Oh, you're thinking of the lesbian who was catfishing.
No, I'm thinking of the other girl, the girl with the tattoo who came in, like, later on with the short hair, and she flirted with Joey for a while, and she got booted off.
Oh, that's right. She was also bisexual. That's right. Yeah, Miranda.
I forgot that Sammy was also. Oh, okay. Well, I love Sammy. I wanted her to win.
I told you there's a smattering of gay people. I don't know that I wanted Sammy to win, but I did like her a lot. Because at first, when she first, like, her little intro thing, I was like, oh, God, she looks annoying. And then, like, the minute she opened her mouth, she was hilarious.
Yeah.
And I felt like she was actually one of the most down-to-earth ones.
She really was. I thought she was going to end up being one of those, like, Jersey Shore kind of adjacent girls. I thought, like, Are You the One reject or something, but she was actually very down to earth, very relatable, very I think she was very fair about, like, pretty much everything throughout the whole experiment or the whole game or whatever. I was calling it an experiment. Is it an experiment?
Kind of.
I mean,
I feel like all three of these shows are really kind of experiments.
Yeah, well, we're kind of getting into the, like, the sociological debunction at this point where, like, I feel like, well, what it is, it's when it comes to all of these shows, they all have a core premise where it's like, we're told one thing, but societally, we behave the opposite way. Like, when it comes to social media or whatever, it's like, oh, the internet is where you're supposed to be your most open and free and honest self. But it's like, people construct these false versions of themselves and lie all the time just so that people will like them. So that, like, what's funny about the circles, this game is literally all about, like, lying and making sure other people like you. Which is why I got so annoyed with the catfish thing at the end where Homeboy got all the way to the fucking end. Before they found out that he was a dude, I was like, are you serious?
But anyway, I mean, okay, so how did you feel about it? Because I want to know about your genuine thoughts, because we watched this apart, so...
Just in general, how did I feel about it?
Yeah, overall, because, I mean, again, you're someone who doesn't really watch reality TV, and this being the... Because I feel like this is, like, Are You the One adjacent?
I don't know that, I don't know if I agree with that. I think Are You the One is the most chaotic show I've ever seen. But, you know, for good reason.
Maybe I'm thinking in the casting. Because in the casting, they kind of tried to, like, do a grab bag. I mean, they didn't go for traditionally attractive people with this one, though.
Yeah, I mean, I thought that they had a good, I was going to say variety of people. A good, like, mix of people from various... like, places and stuff, which, you know, makes for better interactions, makes for more interesting interactions, because, you know, if you're from very different backgrounds, the way that you say or mean things can come off very differently to somebody from another background. So it does make sense, and I thought it made it very, like, they did a good job of, like, making it the right types of people who were going to play the game, but still be, like, a very varied mix of people. And I also thought that in general, the tone of it was very different than a lot of other competition reality shows that I've seen.
Oh,
and I think it's because they were in isolation.
Yeah, I agree.
So it just, like, really, the tone was very different, because I think in normal reality shows, especially when it's a competition, when, you know, they're trying to win something and they don't trust each other, there's just so much that can happen because they're all interacting with each other all the time. But with this, they're just interacting through texting. And so they're by themselves the rest of the time. So I think it actually made for a much more genuine tone of how the people were. Now, obviously, they were still on camera, and so they were still, like, performing in a certain way, but they weren't reacting to each other in person, and they weren't reacting the same way that you would on a typical reality show where you're, like, seeing other people all the time. So I thought that it made the tone of it very different, and it was something that I really liked, and I thought it was very funny, like, just hilarious. They really,
the people themselves were hilarious.
Yeah, I feel like when it came to this show, it definitely, them being apart and isolated the way that they were, it made them, I mean, it kind of does like what people say the internet and social media does, where it like, it's supposed to help you form like deeper connections because you're trying to get to know this, like this person through a screen, so you can't go off of like personal human interaction like we mostly do. So especially since, I mean, I guess these days, a lot of interactions are geared toward more of like a digital talk back and forth or telephone tag where you can kind of like pick up and leave. It's just really weird because I'm like, it's the same thing as like texting. I don't know. But anyway, yeah, I agree with that because it definitely, because I feel like on a lot of these competition shows, they lead to heated arguments to some sort. And I mean, in these, they did have those, but they were isolated. So you kind of had to like, you had to like, you have to talk it out. You can't fight. So I guess for them, that was great. All they had to really worry about was property damage.
Well, you know, yeah, there was a lot of like yelling to themselves in their apartment. But
to which I'm just like, how soundproof are these places? Because I'm like, at some point you're like, I hear a man.
I was wondering the same exact thing. I was like, these must be really soundproof. Well, when they went to the little rooms that they went to for elimination, like the influencers would go to the little rooms. They were right next to each other. I was like, these must be so soundproof because they're in there yelling.
Yeah.
But the other thing I think that made it so funny was the editing at some points was just so funny because of the way that the editors had to cut everything together because everybody was separate.
Mm-hmm.
So they had to cut together pieces of everybody's conversations to themselves while they were talking to each other in a way that was like entertaining and made sense. So I was like, the editors, God, this must have been an editing nightmare.
Yeah.
But they did such a good job of like there would be moments where what was the guy, Shubi, they were all calling him Shubi.
Oh, Shubham.
Like Shubham, who was really genuine, and he's talking about Rebecca the catfish, and he's like, oh, Rebecca's just such a wonderful person. She's so pure and she's such 100% genuine. And then it cuts to the guy playing as Rebecca and he's just like eating a pretzel.
Yeah. That was what was sending me and making me so upset. I was just like, I feel like Shubham really likes this girl, and I'm just like, bruh, this is just a dude.
The funniest part was at the end when they were all like, Shubham, like, weren't you in love with Rebecca? And he was like, no! so good. No, I think the best part, the funniest part of the whole season was when, like, the two catfishing each other, like, Rebecca and the other, I forget the other guy's name, but he was playing, like, a standard handsome guy character.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about. I forget what his name is, too, but I know what you're talking about. The guy with the Birkenstocks.
Yes, yeah. And they were catfishing each other. They, like, went on a date.
A catfish date. That was too much. But he also was just like, when he left, he went to go see him and was just like, you're a catfish too, bro.
Yeah. No, when he got his, Adam was the, I think his character's name. When Adam went to go see the guy who was playing Rebecca, that was also very funny. Well, I also thought it was funny how, when they went to go see each other at, like, when they got eliminated, there weren't really ever fight, or like nobody was really that mad, or like they just kind of like talked it out.
Yeah.
For a minute. Like there was a lot of like, ha ha, you know, whatever, here we are.
Well,
that was interesting.
I guess that was weird. I'm gonna go home now.
Basically.
That really was kind of what it was. I don't know. With that show, it's very interesting because I can't wait to see what they do with the Nathan. Like, I feel like they'll add some other element to try and spice it up because it's like, you know, you always have to try and add in new rules to keep things interesting. So that has
definitely.
I mean, this first one was really just like a good trial run because I was like, I enjoyed this. This was a very interesting show to watch. It was very fun to, like, there are actually some friends of ours who are doing a version of this game themselves.
Saw that.
Yeah, I didn't get in on it on time because, you know, I was busy. I mean, it sounds stupid because it's like, people are indoors all the time. I'm like, dude, I'm always inside and I'm always have like a million and 15 things to do that I'm never doing.
Do that.
So things get backed up. Like, sometimes I'm like, oh, fuck, I didn't do the dishes for like 4 days. So now I have to do the dishwasher. And then I also have to do laundry. And I have to clean my room. And see, it just all piles up on top of each other. Because all I do at night is watch shit like this and then go to sleep.
Yeah. Overall, I mean, I agree with you. I think that, like, season two will definitely have to, like, do some more stuff to add, like, a bunch more twists. I also feel like, I don't know, I almost feel like they start off with more people and eliminate that way instead of, like, bringing in new people to always have it be eight. Because bringing in the new people, they're just at such a huge disadvantage. Like, it's so strange.
Yeah.
Like, when it got to the end and it was like, well, of course the end five people are going to be who we started with originally. Like, it was just, I don't know, I felt like bringing in the new people, I was like, it really just seems like it's there to keep it interesting. Like, they don't really have a fair competition.
Yeah, I agree with that. That's kind of like when, you know, I was saying a friend of ours was watching Love Island and I was catching bits and pieces of it. They have people who come in and off of there frequently because they get, like, voted off, and then there'll be people who, like, come on. And then they just vote people off, and then they have new people come in and shit like that. And I'm like, I mean, I get it, but at the same time, it seems like weird.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like as far as the circle, like, you should just start with more people, like start with 12 people or something like that. And then, like, eliminate, like, make it longer stretches in between eliminations or something. I don't know.
Yeah, like, that's the thing, is I felt like they didn't have enough time to, like, do anything or get to know each other. So I feel like if you have, like, if instead of having the people come in, if you start out with a bigger group of people and you just eliminate people until you get down to a final number of people, it would be a better, that would flow better. Especially since everyone would have an equal amount of opportunity to get to know each other. People form alliances. All kinds of shit can still happen. It's just those people won't be at that disadvantage of coming in later and people being like, we don't know you.
Yeah, that was, because that was the thing. I was like, well, think about it. If you have a group of friends and you've, like, that group of friends has been hanging out for, like, 2 weeks, and then somebody else new comes in, who are you going to say is your least favorite person in the group? Like, duh, that new person. Like, that would happen in real life, too. It's not just social media.
Yeah, the only time that doesn't happen is when it's a hot girl. That's what, sure. I mean, that's really the only time, but even then, it didn't work.
I wouldn't know. Anyway, who did you want to win?
I wanted Sammy to win.
I wanted Chris to win, because I felt like he had the most valid reason for wanting the money. Mm-hmm. And I also felt like, I actually felt like he actually was the most genuine. And it was funny that they kept saying, like, I don't really know what Chris's agenda is. And I was like, he really has no agenda. I felt like he came in, he made some friends, he talked to some people. And then, like, at the end, they just kept saying, like, well, I don't know about Chris's alliances. And I'm like, I don't really know that he made any. He really was just talking to everybody.
Yeah, that's kind of all he was doing. He was just like, I'm hearing the tea. I'm talking to people. The end. He was so fucking...
Pretty much.
He was, and he so was the funniest. Country. He was so Southern. It was so funny.
He was hysterical. I thought he was the funniest, too. Why did you want Sammy to win?
I don't know. I think, well...
Because you liked her the most?
Yeah, but at the same time, I think I said it was either Chris or Sammy who should win. And I was like, either of them winning, that's fine. I don't have a problem with it. But when it came down to it, I think Chris like below Sammy, or maybe Sammy was below Chris or something? I was just like, well,
I think Chris was fourth. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So I was just like, oh, well, Chris isn't going to win. Hopefully it'll be Sammy.
Yeah.
But then it was like Shoe Bomber Joey. And I was just like, I mean, I guess.
Yeah, I didn't like Joey winning. I mean, you know, he wasn't a bad person or anything, but I was like, he got on my nerves just enough to be like.
Just enough. What was just enough about it?
What? That he got on my nerves, like, just a little bit.
That's it.
The minute he walked in to the apartment, like the minute he got on camera, I was like, he is from New York or New Jersey. And then he was like, oh, I'm from Rochester. And I was like, yep, there we are. There he is.
Well, that's funny.
So maybe it was that. I don't know. Oh, But you know what we haven't talked about is the guy that I wanted to throw off a fucking roof through a plate glass window.
Wait, who?
I don't remember his name. The last guy. The last guy who came in and brought his mom.
Oh, yeah. I know who you're talking about.
I don't remember his name now. I don't know, the minute he showed up and screamed, I wanted to strangle him. I don't know.
Yes.
He just continued to annoy me.
Yeah, he was kind of annoying, and then his mom kept being like, you should do this, and he was like, shut up.
I was like, why'd you bring her?
No, I literally think he auditioned and she like came in or was there, and then she was just like, oh, she's great, we've got to get her, and then she was just like, well, I'm doing the show. And it happened. And his life has been nothing but turmoil ever since.
I hope so. Anyway, I don't know. I just felt violent hatred for him. And I hate that he was flirting with Sammy. I was like, leave her alone. It's like, I will choke you.
Who else? Well, I guess that was kind of it. I liked the circle. I can't wait to see what they do next go around. We'll see.
Yeah, like I said, I feel like just maybe they should tweak the format of it a little bit and not have people. I mean, I guess it kind of cuts down on the drama of new people coming in, but I was like, they're just at a really fair disadvantage.
Yeah.
As far as the competition goes, so.
And I feel like new people coming in doesn't really even do anything. I feel like you just need to do something in general. Like, have them do something in general.
Yeah, or I don't know, like, give them a longer time to get to know the group, I guess. I don't know.
Well, figure out more ways to make, like, to force them to interact is really what I feel like they need to do.
Right. And I also felt like enough, like, I was like, okay, I feel like if I were on this show, I would just text every single person, like, right away, right? Like, wouldn't you just try to message as many people as you could? Like, it really just, I don't know if this was the editing, if they just cut out a lot of people messaging each other because it wasn't interesting enough or didn't add to the storyline or whatever.
I feel like it's probably that.
Yeah, I was just like, don't you think you would just be, like, messaging everybody all the time? It felt like, at a certain point, it felt like it was too perfect of, like, everybody messaging, like, the timing of everything. Mm-hmm. It was nothing where, like, they were already in a conversation with somebody and then something would happen or, like, another text would come through. Like, it just felt like it was like, okay, you're going to have this conversation with this person for this amount of time and then this alert is going to happen and then it's going to be this and you know what I mean? So.
Yeah, I agree.
That could be the editing. I don't know.
It could be any of those things. Well, anyway, moving on. Netflix will be watching. I'm not going to watch the foreign ones because, like, as I've said before, it just becomes less interesting if it's not in your native language.
Well, I did try to watch the Brazilian one because somebody told me that they liked that one better than the American one. And I was like, okay. And I got about halfway through and then I just, like, didn't go back. So
I'm just, like, I'm just not invested for some reason. And I think really what it is because I kind of, like, half watch shows. If it's not, like, yeah. Especially reality TV, I'm just, like, if it's not in English where I can just be, like, tuning out and not watch, like, not be looking at the screen, yeah. I get annoyed because I'm, like, what's happening?
Same. I think I miss too much. Like, not that I... You know, because, like, I watch plenty of foreign stuff, and if it's, like, a movie, and you're, like, sitting down to, like, actually watch it, then, of course, you're going to be, like, reading the subtitles and stuff. And, you know, like, I watch anime that's not dubbed and, like, that sort of stuff. But it's, like, I feel like with a show like this, where it's, like, you kind of have to, like, half watch it.
Yeah.
Unless you're really, really into it. Then, yeah, if it's in another language, it just kind of, it loses you a little bit, so.
Yeah. Anyway, so what'd you think of Love is Blind?
Oy, oy, oy.
Since it's the one you liked the least, I really want to know.
I think I texted you that really it was just proving to me that heterosexuals are that stupid. There were just certain points where they're having conversations with each other, and I was like, I cannot believe that these two grown human beings are having this conversation. Like, I just don't think that people who go on these dating romance, I can't call it a competition show, but, like, it kind of is. Like, I just think it's a certain type of personality that you have to be to go on these, and I just can't believe
that two grown people would be like, I want to marry someone I've never seen before.
Well, not even that. It was the, no, because the concept, I was like, okay, novelty of it and you want to find love, or maybe you just want to be on TV. Who cares? But like, but like, it was later when like they were in the couples and then they started having fights and shit. And I was like, why are you fighting about this? Like, it was just like, I just couldn't believe that people communicate with each other in this way. Like, I couldn't, I don't know. I can't, like, it's like they just were being so dumb about everything. Like, every single person.
Wait, like, which fight?
Okay, every single fight that the one couple had where the girl, I know that they were really close in age, but the girl looked 16 and the guy looked 45. And I was like, this is weird to begin with.
Oh, wait, is it the Giannina?
Yes. Yes, Giannina and whatever that guy's name was. Every single conversation they had, I was like, you two are the dumbest people on the planet.
Okay, so what I loved what I loved about that show was that I loved watching the Twitter feed just as people were watching it, because they were saying, like, I love that the job titles for these people are so vague, because his job title was just, like, general manager. It's like, general manager of what?
No, Giannina said that she was a business owner, and I was like, what fucking business do you own, bitch?
No, I love,
like, no way. There's no, she was so dumb. I'm sorry. Like, she was, when I watch these shows, I try not to be, like, acting like I'm sitting on some fucking pedestal, but oh my gosh. Just, oh my god.
I mean, she was a stupid.
Yeah, every single fight that they had was fucking ridiculous. Also, the fact that they, like, they were, like, surprised, not just them, everybody, when they came out of the, like, fantasy world of the pods and the going to Mexico or whatever, and then they got back to the real world, and they were, like, acting like they were surprised that they were fighting, and I was like, of course you're fucking... Like, what do you think is going to happen? Like, when you get, like, man.
It is really, it's what's funny is, because all of these shows are experiments, it's funny to see the way that it progresses that way. Because it's like, you know, like, once they see each other, they're going to have, like, this one, like, final revelation, be like, oh, I finally get to put a face to the voice, blah, blah, blah. Do you know what's funny is it kind of seems very, like, old Shakespearean, like, he whispered to me through the glass pane or some bullshit like that, and, like, I never got to know his voice because I was trapped in a tower, so,
Yeah, it's kind of, like, bullshit, like, medieval fantasy that they're really tapping into here.
And I love it. I love every second of it. So,
Go ahead.
What was really funny is my mom was the driving force for me watching this, because I was like, I do want to watch it, but I was a little behind. So what ended up happening is my mom was just like, very much like, are we going to watch it? Are we going to watch it? I was like, fine. So once we started watching it, I kind of got into it, but she, every time, once we got to like episode 3, I want to say, every time we got to that one chick, and I know you know who I'm talking about, the older lady, she literally would fast forward through her scenes. Because she was just like, I'm tired of seeing her face.
So, I have thoughts on her. Jessica, right? The blonde one?
I hate her.
The 34-year-old.
Yes, she's so annoying.
So, I have thoughts on her, because I also hated her, but I felt like, I actually felt very sorry for her. I felt like the stuff that she did was very produced. Like, she was probably goaded into doing a lot of that stuff, especially when she, like, was drinking a lot and stuff, and then saying all that shit about the guy that she liked in the pods.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, I feel like this was very, like, she was, you know, like, I mean, we've all seen Unreal. We know what this shit, what happens behind the cameras. Like, the producers are, like, goading the participants in a certain way to act a certain way on camera to get dramatic results. It just, you know, Unreal isn't 100% the way it happens, obviously, but, like, there's heavy producing involved in all of these shows, because they have to have things for camera. And I felt like she was very much the target. Like, she was the one that they were like, oh, we're really going to get her to fuck up and be an ass and, like, make a fool of herself. I really felt like she was heavily produced and edited to really look a fool. And I actually felt very sorry for her because they were in the pod and she was talking to, my least favorite people were that guy, the guy she was initially in love with, the tall guy, whatever his name is, fucker. And then the girl that she ended up with. They were my least favorite.
I don't know why. I'm like trying to remember his name and it's like killing me.
I remember he was going by his last name, and then the girl he ended up marrying like was calling him something else because it was his first name. So I can't remember what his name was because they were calling him different stuff. Okay. Don't care. So Jessica was... I love how I'm like, I didn't like this show. And I'm like, let me explain in detail my thoughts. But Jessica was initially talking to him, right? And he was talking to a bunch of girls. And this was the whole drama of the whole season, was that he was talking to a bunch of girls who were all in love with him. And he was clearly messing with all three of those girls. And then he was like, oh, I didn't mean it. Dur, dur, dur. And I was like, shut the fuck up.
I mean, and he clearly knew how she felt. I get that. And that's what I'm saying. Like, when it came to that, I understood why she was upset. I got it. But then, like, the stuff that she was doing afterwards, I was just like, girl, you didn't have to do no, any of it.
No, for sure. And she definitely fucked up by saying that she would marry the other guy. Like, she definitely fucked up by saying, like, by going back to the other guy. But he was so stupid too, because once they got back into the real world, everything that happened, like,
was a red flag.
Everything was a red flag, and he just kept being like, no, 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 baby, like, we'll work it out. And I was like, no, you're not gonna work it out. She is telling you she doesn't want to do this, and every step of the way, you are just, I just couldn't believe. And again, I felt like, okay, there's a lot of producing going on here, where they, like, the producers kept telling her, like, no, you have to keep going. Like, no, you have to, like, reach the end of the experiment and, like, get to the wedding and, like, blah, 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 blah. Because you could tell she didn't want to do it at all.
Well, yeah, and that's why I didn't understand why she kept doing it, because she didn't have to. There were other people who didn't. That's why I didn't understand why. Like, if anything, what's interesting is when we got to the end and they were like, oh, these people got married. I was very surprised that the two people, the one white guy and that one girl, who are like very simple. They were very like average. Their parents were like, oh, yeah, we met each other. And we like fell in love. Both of them were like, we knew each other for a very short amount of time before we got married.
I was shocked that they didn't get married.
I was too. I was just like. And it was just like, they're not married, and I think they were, like, no longer together or something either. I was just like, oh, okay.
Yeah, at the reunion, I think, I didn't watch the whole thing.
Dating someone else or something.
Yeah, yeah.
That was wild.
Yeah, very surprising. Although, again, like, no drama with them. They just, like, got to the end, and she was like, well, can't do this.
Well, maybe this is a little impulsive.
I don't know. I felt like the whole thing with Jessica was extremely produced. So I did actually end up feeling sorry for her. Also, because I just hated the other couples so much. I really, really disliked them. Like, every time they were on screen, I was angry. So.
I mean, my favorite was the interracial couple whose names I can't remember.
They were somehow so pure. And I was like, how did you actually get this very pure, good relationship out of this stupid shit?
I know. They were like, oh shit, we lucked out and literally got one pearl in that bay of turds.
They really did. And I was texting one of my friends about it, and I was like, you know, I guess it statistically makes sense if you get that many
people together.
Yeah, if you get that many attractive heterosexuals together, like, it statistically makes sense that you would make a good match. It just does.
All of these shows are from a book called Sociological Experiments.
Honestly, like, and that's, I think, also that's the part that I did find interesting about Love is Blind was the, like, human experiment part of it. And it was, like, really all I cared about was, like, seeing who made it to the end. I was like, I really dislike that we have to bog through all of this drama in the meantime to, like, find out who actually makes it to the end of this. And who actually got married, and was it actually true? Like, not true, but, like, was it a good relationship?
See, I'd do something really ridiculous and just be like, come to the end, or we get to the end, we get to the wedding, and they'll be like waiting for you to walk down the aisle, and just be like, come in with a completely different haircut, completely different outfit, and just be like, I decided I don't want to do this, and then just leave. Or just read it. Okay, so one of my favorite things, I hated this when I was watching it, but on the Netflix show, I'm with the band Nasty Cherry, it's really funny because, like, one of the girls, like, left the house that they were all living in at the time because they had, like, a spat or whatever. But she, like, literally just was like, I don't want to talk. I'm just going to get my, I'm going to read this letter. I'm going to get my things and I'm going to leave. And we can talk later, but I don't want to talk about this right now. I'm just going to say what I want to, like, I'm going to say this statement and then I'm going to leave. And it was just, she read this letter and then immediately, and her bandmates got her shit while she was reading the letter, and then she left. But it was just, that would be some shit I would do. I'd be like, so I'm going to read a really dramatic statement, and then I'm going to go.
Oh my god.
I love the chaos of that. Like, no, actually, I want to do something more fun, like Runaway Bride. Like, have a horse.
Oh my god. That was hilarious when Janina was, like, running. There was just camera shots of her, like, running down the street.
That was
like, this is good television right here.
That was amazing. Oh my god, I almost forgot about that. I love that when he was just like, I can't marry you. I was just like, oh, okay, now you're gonna be like, I can't be with you. But I'm like, your relationship is so stupid.
But they were together in the end, right? Like,
dating. We're working on it. We just feel like we need to be dating for a longer period of time. Like, we need to know each other. I'm like, yeah, I mean, that's something most people should do, but, you know.
I know, and they get to the end of, like, oh yeah, we just, like, realized what a normal relationship is.
I mean, have they...
Yeah, cool. Congrats.
Have they not seen that episode of Will and Grace?
Which episode?
The one where Grace and Leo get married? And she was just like...
Oh, yeah.
She was just like, wait, what did the mom say his name was? Like, she said, like, his real name, and then she was just like, That's your real name?
That's right.
He was just like, you are Doctors Without Borders?
I was just thinking, I was like, there's definitely another plot in another comedy show somewhere where two people get married. I think it was like a green card marriage. And they like get married so that they can date, so that they can stay in the country. Anyway, it's been proved why getting married in a short amount of time is not a good idea. So I don't understand what this show is trying to do. I don't understand what they're trying to say. Like, and it was funny because I think when I, before I watched it, I didn't realize that the marriage was part of it. I thought it was just, oh, these people are going to be dating without seeing each other and they're going to see what comes from that. I didn't realize it was the whole, like, shotgun, literally shotgun wedding.
Yeah,
like,
me either. Me either until the end. And I was just like, oh, okay.
It's like, this is bananas. Also, I do feel like they, how do I put this? I feel like that they did somewhat force them to get to that end wedding just for the drama. Because if you think about it, the only couple that called it quits before then was the two that had the explosive argument in Mexico because the guy was bisexual. That was a ride. But they were the only two that didn't actually get to that wedding point. And I was like, I feel like they got out of it because they had that insane blow up. And like, literally, like, no, like everybody else, they just made them go through with it till the end because they were like, well, you signed up for this experiment and the experiment is get to the end and say I do or don't. So.
Well, I mean, I guess I just assume that you could just quit at any point. Because I swear at the beginning there was like way more people. So I feel like
the people who didn't get into couple, that's because a lot of people didn't find matches in the initial stage.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, I guess if you find a match or contractually obligated to get married.
Yes. No, literally, because that's what was happening. If you found a match, you proposed to each other.
Oh wow.
I think that they made it seem like quit at any time, but you couldn't. Like, the thing was, if you find a match in the pods, you're getting married because they were proposing to each other.
Or maybe it's like that thing that where you can quit at any time, but you feel like this pressure to do it because you already said you were going to. So it's like a whole psychological thing.
Yeah, pretty much, which I think is exactly what was happening with what's her face? Crazy face.
Oh my God, I could truly get into like, I could go on forever about the psychology of like fucking reality television shows and like how they get people to do certain things when literally all they do is just say something. They don't even do anything. They can't make you physically do it. They can only coerce you. So I'm like, the psychology of the coercion and like the full on, like, this is like, it's like low key what got Charles Manson in jail, minus the murder. Or maybe with the murder. I don't know. They may be getting away with it. That's a different TV show.
I mean, that's what made Unreal so good, because it was that.
Because they killed like 4 people and somehow got away with it.
They did really kill a bunch of people. Good times.
And no one, literally no one went to jail. That's the funniest part.
You know what? All I have to say is Unreal walked so Killing Eve could run.
And we love that. And I love that for her.
We stand.
Speaking of which, I have to finish the last season. I'm like 3 episodes to be done with season 2, and it's because season 3 just started.
Oh, yeah. I don't know that I did finish season 2.
It's okay.
I like it. I mean, it's a great show, but I just, like, it's not one of those shows that, like, I'm, like, into.
I agree.
But it's good, though.
I enjoy watching it, but it's not like I'm gonna die if I don't watch it.
Yeah.
I'm just, like, if someone brings it up, I'm like, oh, don't spoil it for me, please.
They're murder lesbians. That's all you need to know.
Yeah, but I don't want to get anything spoiled.
They scissor each other.
I love that.
They don't. I wish. So yeah, I agree that all 3 of these shows were very, very much a look into the human psyche, and in very different ways. But I enjoyed that aspect of all 3 of them.
Yeah, I mean, it reminded me of why I loved sociology, like, when I took it in community college.
Totally. Yeah. I know, I think I texted you, and I was like, I should have majored in psychology, I love this shit.
Do you know how much I've, like, thought about that? I was just like, what if I had minored in psychology instead of mythology?
But you know what's interesting, is you and I are writers, so I think there's something that we love about, like, we're a certain personality that loves how humans work, because but we just translate it into writing instead of, like, actually studying scientific facts. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I mean, I'm constantly trying to figure out why people do the shit that they do. That's, like, literally me all the time. I'm like, why do people do that?
I think that there's, like, a massive amount of psychology and, like, human behavior that you have to, like, think about when you're writing, you know.
Yeah.
And you're writing characters, and you're writing how those characters would be in certain situations and how they interact with each other. It's just like, you know, you're not just like making that shit up. You're like, I mean, you are, but you're like basing it off of what you know about humans.
And exactly.
I think that that's probably why we find it interesting.
You're building your own little Sim world in your head.
Yeah, except Sims operate on like biology and nonsense.
I honestly could not tell you. All I know is just, like, periodically I pop back in and they're doing something.
Yeah. No, I had, like while I was watching 100 Humans, I had, like, a lot of thoughts on, like, it's funny that you said you thought a lot about how you would respond to the experiment. I was, like, thinking a lot about how I would be as the experiment developer. Like, I just kept thinking about, like, stuff that they were doing, and I was like, but what if you did it this way? Because, like, the one where they were doing, like, racial bias,
mm-hmm.
like, again, a very serious topic that they just kind of, like, glossed over.
Yeah.
But they were doing that one where they were like, oh, shoot the person with the cell phone or the gun, and then everybody shot the black guy, and I was like, well, not saying that's not for real, because it is, but he was also wearing a red shirt. And I was like, did you think about every variable of your experiment? You know what I mean? Like, red is a more eye-catching color than blue or whatever the other guy was wearing. And red is a color of aggression. I was like, that have had something to do with your experiment. I'm not saying the results weren't real, because they were, and that's a legit thing. But, like, I was like thinking about like every experiment. I was like, but what if? Anyway.
The fact that people were like so distraught at the end, they're just like, I'm not racist. And I was just like, I know, sweetie. It's okay.
I know. That was so funny.
Anyway, what are we gonna watch next time? Are we gonna circle back to 5Ds? We're just gonna finish.
How about something that doesn't make me lose my absolute mind? Because I feel like a part of my brain melted while I was watching Love is Blind.
Which is fair. It's
fair. I really was like, I just killed a lot of brain cells.
I did finish watching that a while back. Like, a good two months ago.
We'll find something.
Okay. I mean, they did just come out with a new show today. What was it? Too Hot to Handle? Where they abstained from having
really
sex.
I don't want to watch that. Please don't make me watch that.
I watched the first episode already, and they're already horny. They're so...
Please, I just can't connect with that. I just...
But Grace, they lose money if they do anything sexual.
I think I will hate that more than Love is Blind. I really, really do.
It just made me think about on Are You the One where they could, like, immediately lose half of the prize money if they get, like, no matches. And whenever it happens, at least one person is like, no! And I scream every time.
Yeah. Talk about a show that, like, dives into the human psyche.
Here today, oh my god, if I were a psychology teacher, that's all I would do. Like, so what are we gonna do? So for this whole semester, you are just going to watch this reality show.
Actually, that would be a really cool, like, media criticism / psychology mashup class.
Oh,
that would
true.
Be like reality television. I mean, I'm sure there's reality television classes, right? Didn't we had one at our school? I'm sure.
Yeah. Anyway, we're getting off topic. We were supposed to be ending. All right, but yeah, we'll figure something out.
Never end.
But anyway, thanks for listening, guys.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Bye. I'm like crying.